there's some great young pitchers out there. I mean, that they're all throwing like 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, nobody's like Skeens. That guy's insane. Yeah, Mizorowski, you're talking about?
Mizorowski, man.
Mizorowski.
He Miz-fired 19 triple-digit sizzlers.
You sound like BT.
Right, I know.
Triple-digit sizzlers.
Yeah, that's how I did it, yeah. And 99.5 miles per hour on his fastball.
Is this a sports minute?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I saw it because...
You
it
was, said sizzler?
Yeah, I did say sizzler, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Three triple-digit sizzlers. From Mizorowski.
No, not three. Oh, not three. Like 18.
Oh, 18. I heard you said three the first time. 18 triple
19.
Digit, 19 triple digit sizzlers?
Yeah.
Could have sworn you said three.
No, I said 19.
No, you didn't. Definitely said three.
Oh, whatever. Well, it's 19.
And Skeens, what about his triple digit sizzlers?
Maybe he had three. I don't know.
And then Mizorowski had the 19. Yeah,
triple. Skeens only averaged 98.5 on his heater.
Oh, that's it?
Yep.
Are there any sizzlers still around, by the way? I'd never eaten it. I don't think I'd eaten at a sizzler. Yeah, there are still sizzlers.
Still giving away peanuts?
Is that what they did there?
Yeah. You used to go to Sizzler, you go into the bar, you have a couple beers, free peanuts. They were in big those oak barrels.
Wow. There still are sizzlers, but nowhere around here.
Yeah, there used to be one in Bay Shore, right there on Main Street.
So there are...
Maybe that was Islip.
Islip, by the way, has done a wonderful job of putting some great restaurants around their Main Street, some new places. Awesome. All right, so there's Sizzlers in Oregon.
Figures.
Sizzlers in California.
Figures.
Sizzlers in Utah. Idaho. And for some reason, there are like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 sizzlers in Puerto Rico. That's an interesting one.
Well, I'm sure that's a franchisee that owns that area.
Like, I'm going to open sizzlers in Puerto Rico. Yeah, okay, Dave, sure.
I'm thinking you and I can open some Wayback Burgers down there in Puerto Rico.
In Puerto Rico? I don't know if they like their sizzlers. I don't know. They're going to like their Wayback Burgers.
How about Dave's Hot Chicken?
Oh, yeah. Sure. I don't know. You really want to start franchising places like that? I mean, yeah. And then there's got to be, what was the other one? Long John Silver's. Are there any Long John Silver's left? How about those?
That I don't know. I stopped at Wetson's last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's still Long John Silver's. I think we did this not that long ago. They're Long John Silver's. And they're around. They are around. It's amazing in these places. Like, there was a Long John Silver's on the Sunrise Highway service road over there in, like, Patchogue back in the day. And I would always pass it, and I was like, I can't go to Long John Silver's.
How about an Arthur Treacher's?
See, that's before me, too. Arthur
Fish and Chips.
Arthur Treacher's? I didn't know that one.
There was one on Herrick's Road in Mineola. Maybe New Hyde Park.
It's a defunct. Arthur Treacher's is a defunct American fast food seafood restaurant chain. At its peak in the late 1970s, it had 826 locations.
Fish and Chips, Biggs.
Fish and Chips.
Yes.
Founded in 1969. The last location closed in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. In the year 2021. That was a good run there for Arthur. Very good run. And then there's one more fish place I'm not thinking of. Red Lobster.
Well, there's Red Lobster, but there's also Chicken Delight. Don't cook tonight. Order Chicken Delight.
Was that a fast food place?
It was, and they used to deliver.
Really?
Chicken Delight.
It's food. It's just a company. No, here we go. No, you know what? There's a Chicken Delight in Westbury still.
There is.
Yeah. Jersey City. Chicken Delight's all over the place.
I wonder if it's the original Chicken Delight.
I mean, was it a chicken holding a bucket? Was that there?
It looks like
a rooster holding a bucket of chicken.
I think so. There used to be one in either Islip or Bayshore next to the China Sun, maybe.
Do you remember Do you remember a Mary Brown's chicken?
I do not. I do not.
Oh, it's because it's Canadian. That's why. No. I just said people also search for this. Mary Brown's chicken. Yeah. I got Wendy's the other day. Awesome.
Yep.
That chocolate frosty.
Mm-hmm.
I just licked the top of it. The first one's just a lick.
You took the kids there because you didn't want to do anything with them, so you took them to Wendy's?
Yes. Well, not didn't want to do anything with them. I didn't want to cook them anything. So took them to Wendy's.
Okay.
They have their own little kids meal thing. Nice. Get a little toy. Makes them happy. Occasionally. Not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally.
And I know we've talked about Beefsteak Charlie's.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was big in Bayshore.
That's right. Beefsteak right? Charlie's.
Yep. All you could eat. I mean, you know, I mean, all the beer you can drink. And all you could eat for like $5, man. It's like shrimp or you name it.
Stuff doesn't happen anymore.
We would get pitchers of beer and or pitchers of sangria.
Oh,
you don't like sangria?
At Beefsteak Charlie's?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're telling me I'm getting sangria from like a high-end Mexican restaurant, fine. But
when you're 17, that is high-end.
But just the pitch. I mean, it sounds like a hangover.
With, you know, the shrimp bar and everything, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, let's see here. Right, find a Red Lobster. Do we have Red Lobsters around?
I thought they got sued.
For what? For what? What? Deer Park. Yeah, there's a bunch of Red Lobsters.
All right.
Ronkonkoma, Deer Park, Copaig. There were people in Ronkonkoma last night eating at Red Lobster. Think about that.
All right.
Year 2025. That is amazing to me.
Yeah, I'll eat my...
Someone said, do you want to go to Red Lobster? Yeah, let's go to Red Lobster. In June 2025 in Ronkonkoma.
You got to go to Bostwick's to get your lobster.
Bostwick's?
Bostwick's, yes.
Let's go to James on Long Island. What's going on, James?
Well, hey, what's up, guys? You guys are talking about the food. I know I grew up in Bayside in the Flushing area. Boomer, you had to have had Pudgies before.
Yes.
You mentioned, yeah, that was a great spot. And Chicken Delight was actually my Bayside Little League baseball sponsor. I remember eating that, too. That was a real blast in the past.
There's a Pudgy still in East Islip.
Yeah.
There's that place, and that place delivered too. That was like really weird because we ate there in like the 80s. That was like a big thing because only Chinese and pizza places delivered back then.
That's exactly right. They had it well before DoorDash or anybody else, that's for sure.
Yeah, so there's still a Pudgy's on Montauk Highway in East Islip. There's also one in West Islip. I wonder if they have a rivalry like the football teams do, the two Pudgies, East Islip and West Islip. There's also one in Selden. Yeah, you know, it was a sad day when the Spicy's, now so there was only two Spicy's locations, so it was not a big franchise thing. But there's a Spicy's in North Bellport right there on Station Road. And they, I don't know, there was some sort of tax evasion thing, closed them down. But that Spicy's, you want to talk about it in high school. You get like a 50-piece bucket of Spicy's and like bring it into the locker room. Oh, my God.
You were the man.
Oh.
You were the man.
And then it was the only thing that I couldn't get Gina to buy into when I brought her to Long Island. Of all the things. She bought into everything else. Could not get behind Spicy's. And then I was like, I guess that'd be too good for Spicy's. And you could get the 10-piece and like the little thing, and they'd stick just a regular piece of bread underneath it. You know, just one slice of like white bread underneath it.
Right.
It would like soak up everything, and they had this special sauce that they used to sell in these mason jars. God knows what they put in that thing, but it was wonderful.
Knows.
It was absolutely wonderful.